we're up to Daf Memches Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Hamagdish Maisa. That means we'll have later in the Perek that a woman is mechuyev to make a mishkol chomesh sloim, a weight of chomesh sloim of the chuta shesi. She's supposed to spin threads of shesi. I think this is a week's work, a weight of chomesh sloim. And he's magdish this, a magdish maise yedei ishtay, that all the maise yedayim that she will make, the threads that she will spin. So we would think that it's hagdish. So the Mishnah says, Arezu oise v'yecheles. She spins, and she's permitted to derive benefit from the Maisa Yodayim. She's echeles from that what she made. So somehow it seems that it doesn't become hegdish. We have to see why. What does Rashi say? B'masnisim mefosh mahi oiseloi mishkal chomishloim. Harezu oise v'echeles, ein maise yodea kodish alpiv. A maise yodaim does not become kodish, ubigmore meforish lo, why not? Now, let us go further in the Mishnah. Hamoiso. So Rashi says, Hamoiso higdish es moiso maise yodei ishtoi. The extra maise yodaim. Mashihi oisa lo yoisa al haroi sheposku chachomim. This is her maisa yadayim. She's not mechuyev to do. But if she did it, yoisa lo haroi sheposku chachomim, that means, let us say, instead of making that week a mishkul chomesh sloim, she made a mishkul of shesh sloim. V'loi higdish maise yodeho atzmon. He was not magdish the maise yodayim. That means he said that if she'll make more than five mishkol of more than five sloim this week, that's what he's magdish. He's not magdish the maise yodayim. He's magdish the maise. Ba'moisa konei loy, b'mokesef shetikno lo chachomim sheyiten lo b'chol Shabbos mokesef l'tzorcheho levad ha-mezoynes, kidisnam b'masnisim. That means besides giving her mezoynes, and for the mezoynes there's halach is that maisa yodeho belongs to him, that is the mishkol chomesh loyim. But besides that, he gives her a more kesef, and for this more kesef, he is zoiche that if she made more than she's mechuyif to make, that will also belong to him. She's not mechuyif to do it, but if she made more, that belongs to him. So now, hamoiso, she made more, and he was magdish the moisa. Rashi says he wasn't magdish the maisa yadayim. He was magdish the moisa. Rabbi Meir oimer hegdish. Rabbi Yochan Hasandla oimer chulen. Rabbi Meir oimer hegdish meforish bigmore. Zokte gemore. Oma Rav Hune. Now it seems, I think we're going to have a machlokes Rashi and Tosis of a geiris Oma Rav. But al koponen omar Rav Hune. Yechayle isha loyme lebaylo, eini nizaynis, ve eini yoise. An isha can tell her husband that eini nizaynis, I don't want your mizaynis, ve eini yoise, but also, my maisa yadayim, I don't want it should go to you, I'll take care of my mezainis, and I want that my ma'isi yadayim should belong to me. So Rav Huna holds that a woman can say this. Kosova Rav Huna holds, kitkinu rabonon mezaini ikar. The ikar takona was that a husband is mechuyev to give mezainis to his wife. Umayse yodeho mishum eva. And that what the ma'isa yadayim belongs to the husband, that he shouldn't have a sin on her, since he's supporting her with mezainis. So therefore, the ma'isa yadayim goes to him. But v'chi omro eini nezainis, if she said eini nezainis ve'eini oise, harshus biyoda. The Ran speaks out, it's not, if she says this, so it's finished. So she, there's no more at the corner of Mizainis. That's what the Ran says. It's not, today she can say like this and tomorrow she'll change her mind. She says it finished, so there's no takona of Mizainis. Ran says, because of a ra'ah, the chol sha'omra eini nezainis ve'eini oise, miyad nisbatlo takanto. So then the takana becomes bottle, v'shuv eini yechayla loymar eini nezainis. Then she cannot say any more eini nezainis. Now then she, after she said, Eini nezainis, v'eini oichel, then she cannot say nezainis ani v'oise. She'eini bedin she'yashus b'yoda l'shanis adova kol pam k'moyshe tirtze. That's what the Ran brings down from the Ra'or. The Chlushan Shem says that Taisvus is chaylik on this. Al Koponim. So we have here that Rav Huna said that a woman can say, Eini nezainis ve'eini oise. I don't want you to give me mezainis, and I won't, my ma'isi yadayim, I will not make ma'isi yadayim for you. And Rav Huna holds, Kosova ki tkino rabonon, mezaini ikar. The takana de rabonon was that he has to give her mezainis. Umaisi yodem ishameva. Vechi omro. So if she said, eini nezainis, ve'eini oise, but if she didn't want this takana, she's mevata on this takana, she's shus biyoda. So then they didn't make a tekone. If she doesn't want it, it's nish. It was l'tevosa. So if she says, ain't in mezainis, I don't want mezainis, and therefore I don't want to make ma'isi yadayim for you, or shus biyod. Meisvei, fragte Gemara. We learned, a baraisa tiknu mezainis tachas ma'isi yadel, that it works the other way around. That since her ma'isa yodel belongs to the husband, so they were mesak, and he should give her mezainis. So we see fakelt that the ma'isa yodayim is ikar. So the Gemara answers, Eimo tiknu ma'isa yodel tachas mezainis. We have to make a grais in the baraisa. The takana was the other way around. They were mesak and ma'isa yodel for the mezainis he gives her. Al Koponim, so Rav Huna holds that a woman could be mafkia the schus ma'isa yodayim that her husband has by saying, Eini nezainis. I don't want your mezainis, and therefore you don't have any schus of my ma'isa yodayim. So the Gemara says, Leime misayei alei. So l'chayre from our Mishnah, we have a raya to Rav Huna. We learned in the Mishnah, Hamagdish Maisa Yedei Ishtoi. A person was Magdish the Maisa Yodayim. Again, she has to make a certain amount, she has to spin a certain amount of thread each week, a weight of 5 sloim, and he's magdish the thread that she's going to spin. So the Mishnah says, Harei hi oise v'yecheles. She makes the thread, it doesn't become magdish, and she's permitted to derive mezainis from this thread. She sells it and she derives mezainis from it. Is my love benizainis? It's speaking about the husband wants to give her mezainis. And he wants that she should work. That's the story. He's muchen to give her mezainis. And he wants that she should work. And so, al-lechayra al-pi cheshbin, the din should be that it should become hegdish. And in the Mishnah says, Hareizu, if she wants, oisa v'icheles. If she wants, it doesn't have to become hegdish. It's dependent on her. So al-kochoch, that's pshat in the Mishnah. If she wants to, that means even though he was magdish, if she doesn't want the hegdish, she can make that the hegdish shouldn't be chal by saying eini nizainis ve'eini yoise. So that means it's possible after his hegdish that she could still make ma'aseh yadayim, and it should not become hegdish. If she doesn't say it, she doesn't say it. But al koponim, she could say it. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. That after the Hegdish, after his Hegdish, she could still make Ma'aseh Yadayim, and it shouldn't become Hegdish. She could make that a Ma'aseh Yadayim should not be Hegdish. She can make that a Ma'aseh Yadayim should not belong to her husband by saying, Eini Nizainis Ve'eini Yaseh. So if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, so we have a Raya from the Mishnah to Rav Huna. My love ben izaynis, that means he's muchan to give her mezaynis. For afal pikein, it is not necessary that her ma'aseh yadayim should belong to him. And therefore, it doesn't have to become hegdish. So the Gemara says, loy b'she'eino nizaynis. No. The Mishnah is speaking about, that means if he's muchan to give her mezainis, so then automatically the ma'aseh yadayim belongs to him. The ikar takana was that he gets the ma'aseh yadayim. And because of that, he gives her mezainis. So if he wants to give her mezainis, it would be hegdish. The Mishnah says it's not hegdish. It's speaking about she'ena nizainis. He's not giving her mezainis. So if he's not giving her mezainis, it was tiknu mezainis tachas ma'ase yodel. But if he's not giving her mezainis, on the mele she's allowed to eat from the ma'ase yodel. So the Gemara asks, "I b'she'ena nizaynis ma'ile memre." So what is the chiddush? If he's not giving her mezaynis, so it's poshut that he can't be magdish to ma'ase yadayim. He can't take her ma'ase yadayim and not give her mezaynis. Afilu leman da oma yochol harav loyma le'eved aseimi ve'enei zondcho. Even according to the man, the Omar, that by an Eved Kanani, an Odin can say, you're koni to me, and your Ma'aseh Yadayim belong to me, and your mezainis, that's your problem. I'm not mechuyev to shtal yitzu mezainis. So I feel according to that man, the Omar, that is dafke be Eved Kanani, like siv be imcho. Avol Eved Ivri d'chsiv be'imcho, an Eved Ivri, a person cannot tell an Eved Ivri that, listen, you work for me, and then you'll be doyig about your mezainis. I'm not a choy for your mezainis. Abanabadivir, you can't do this. It says, Imcha Yeshev, it should be equal to you. V'choshkei nishtoi. So that's poshit. He cannot tell her she should work for him and he won't give her mezainis. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Hareizu oise v'eicheles, that she's allowed to work and eat from this and eat from her maisi yadayim? That's poshit. He can't tell her, Haseimi v'eini zonoch. So that's poshut. So he can't be magdish and maisi yadayim. He's not giving kamezainis. Zigmar itztachlei, my sefer itztachlei. Maisa rameir oime hegdish, rabbi echnes andlo oime chulen. He says, einachanami. The reisha is poshut, but the ikar chiddush is the sefer. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, my love ben izaynis. No, I think we didn't learn any Rashi's. Ein in zaynis mishaloch. Ben yaisel lachaklum elalatzmi. I won't make anything for you. I'll take it all for myself. So Ravuna holds mizayni iker trilas takanta l'teivosa tiknua. The iker takana was for her taiva. Mishum dezimnin deloisofke b'maisi yadelim zaynis, because there could be that her maisi yadayim are not sufficient for her mezainis. Is v'tiknu t'chile iker takante sheyozin es ishtoi. That means we have to be assured that she'll have mezainis. So that's the first takon. He has to give her mezainis. V'hodo t'ikin loy maisi yadayim mishameiva. Now he's giving her mezainis, so they said that the maisi yadayim belongs to him. That's the Mishkal Chomesh Loim of Chuta Shesi. The Kivin, the Iker Takanta L'Toivoso. Since the Iker Takona was for her Toiva, for her benefit. Umishum dad dido havoi, ki omro loy nicheli bay tivuso shaymin lo. So if she says that I don't want it, I don't need it, and memela, I want to make my maisi a dime for myself, and you don't have to give me mizaynis. Yishayim lo. Now, so the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Ravuna. Our Mishnah says that it's oise v'eichelos, my love bin mizaynis, sheyesh loy nechosem, umevakeish lozayna. And he wants to give her mezainis, some emela, and he's saying, I'm going to give you mezainis, and fakert, I want the maisi yadayim, I want to be magdish the maisi yadayim. Vafilohochi tenan, ein maisi yadeho birshusoi lahagdisham, they're not his to be magdish. Because she can tine that ain't in his zainis, v'ainy oise. I don't want your mezainis, even though you want to give it. I don't want it, and I don't want it to come to mezainis, and therefore I don't want that my mice, your dime should belong to you. So this is a raya to Ravune. This is a raya to Ravune. So the Gemara answers, b'she'ein on his zainis, she'ein loy b'amel zaino. It is speaking about that he doesn't have with what to give her mezainis. Now, this is a psamodne Rashi. L'chayre, why did you have to say that it's speaking about he doesn't have to give her? Let us say it is speaking about that he has, but he doesn't want to give her. That's the case. If he doesn't want to give her some amela, her maisa yadayim belongs to herself. Why does Rashi have to make such an akimta? So the Avne Meluyim in Simen Pei Aleph, Sivkotten Beis, asks this kasha, and Davne Miluim will say, says Pshat and Rashi as follows. We are saying, could be Rav Huna is not right. Could be the Iker is Maise Yodayim. The Iker is Maise Yodayim. And Tiknu Mizaynei Seo Tachas Maise Yodel. He has to give a Mizaynis. The Iker is he has to get the Maise Yodayim. He has to give him his zaynus. What if he doesn't give him his zaynus? So she can mum from the Maisa Yodayim. So he says, what is Pshat? Pshat is if Maisa Yodayim is Iker, so the Maisa Yodayim belong to him. The woman is like Maisa Yodayim to him? But he's mechuyev to give him a zaynus. If he doesn't give him a zaynus, so her maisi yadayim, which is his, because tiknu tikir is maisi yadayim, the maisi yadayim, which is his, is meshubit to her for her mezaynus. That means there was tiknu mezayneser tachas maisi yodel. You have to give him a zaynus. That's right. The Maisa Yadayim belongs to you. It's your Maisa Yadayim, but you have to give her a zaynus. You have to give her a zaynus. What if he's not giving her a zaynus? So then, the Maisa Yadayim that belongs to him is meshubit for her a zaynus. So she can be gaive, it's an apoiteki, that she can be goive from the Maisa Yodayim. It's an apoitiki that she can be goive from this Maisa Yodayim for her Mezainis. But it's his. It's his taka. Now, Davne Miluim says, now, what will be the din if it's his Maisa Yodayim, but it's an apoitiki, and he went and sold the Maisa Yodayim? So he says, so the law, but he owes some mezaynus. Let's say he has money, and he also has b'nei chayim, and he sold the maisa yodayim. So he says, then the halacha would be that he owes some mezaynus, the maisa yodayim ataki yos, he owes some mezaynus. Now, will Clara Shaila, from where should she be goyve the mezaynus? From him or from the maisa yodayim? So Davne Miluim says that since there are nichsei b'nei choyrim, that means he has kalkois, and the maisa yodayim, which became an apoyteki, is mishubodim, he sold it to someone, is kolzman, there's nichsei b'nei choyrim, so she can't mon from the maisa yodayim. So the Davne Miluim says, if you hold not like Rav Huna, so pshat is, the Iker is Maisa Yodayim. The Maisa Yodayim that she makes belongs to him, but she has a schus to be goive first from this Maisa Yodayim. It's an apoiteki that she can be goive from this Maisa Yodayim. But the apoiteki, which she has a din kedima to be goive from, is Kozman, it's not Mishubodim. If it is Mishubodim, then the halacha is you first goive from B'nai Chayrim. So if he sold her Maisa Yodayim, or if he was Magdish her Maisa Yodayim, and he has B'nai Chayrim, so then she would mourn from the B'nai Chayrim. So that's why Rashi said that it is speaking about that he doesn't have B'nai Chayrim. Because he has b'nei chayrim, he was magdish her maisa yodayim, so the maisa yodayim became hegdish as mishubodim. Now belongs to hegdish. So if he doesn't have any b'nei chayrim, so fakel, it's an apoyteki. That's I can be goyve from it. I can be goyve from it. That means I have a schus. Tafilu you're magdish it, but I have it's mishubit to me, so I can be goyve from hegdish. I can be goyve from the Maisa Yadayim from Hegdish. That is, if he doesn't have any karkois whatsoever. But if he does have karka, and he doesn't want to pay her, so then the lochid would remain Hegdish, and she'd be goyve from him. That's why here in the Mishnah it says, Harei zu oise v'yechelo, she takes from Hegdish. Netake became Hegdish, but she has a shibud on it, so she can be goyve from Hegdish. So Kochach is speaking about, he doesn't have any b'nei chayrim. That is what Harav Nimluim says, pshat in this Rashi. She'eino nizoynes, she'ein loy bamelo zoyno. He doesn't have with what to give him a zaynus, so then she could be goyve from, the Maisa Yadayim b'teiras apoyteki for her mezaynus. So the Gemara asked, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, so what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? That's poshet, that means he doesn't, the way Rashi puts it down, he owes her mezaynus. The Maisa Yadayim is meshubet for mezaynus, and he doesn't have any other b'nei chayim. So versteht sich, that she can be goyve from the, since she has a shibud, she can be goyve from Hegdish, the shibud that she has. It's an apoyteki. So what's the chiddush reizu oise v'yecheles? If you can tell an Eveknani, asay imi veini zoncha. So the Gemara answers, seife itztrichalei, lashmeinen plukte b'moiso d'loishayich amezaynis. The seife is coming to tell us that even though he's not giving her mezaynus, there's a plukta b'moiso d'loy shayich ha-mezaynus. Afal gav de'eino nizaynus, ikleman de'yoma, kodosh, la'achamisa, k'sheyiro shena, uchta l'kamon. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying. We'll see later in the Gemara. But Achsechmer, the Pshat in Rashi is, what Rashi is saying now, according to this Pshat, a new type in Moiso. That Moiso means whatever was left over. That means Hamagdish Maisa Yedei Ishtoi, Harezu Oise V'Eicheles. So that means that, let us say that Maisa Yedei Ishtoi, and she is permitted to be goive from the Maisa Yedei, Kineged Mezaynis, because he owes her Mezaynis. Harezu Oise V'Eicheles. Now, so she has a right to be goyve. Hamoisa, what happens if she died and she left over some of the Maisa Yadayim? She didn't eat everything. Aba lemaisa, so there's left over some. Is Rav Meir Omer Hegdish? So Rav Meir says, so now this Maisa Yadayim belongs to her husband. That means she had a shibud on it. She would be able to be goyve from this Maisa Yadayim, but now she died. So she stopped eating away. So her shibud became nifka. So now it belongs to her husband. So the Hegdish, which he was Magdish, so is now Chal on the Moiso. Rameya Oime Hegdish, Rabbi Yechna Sandla Oime Chulen. So I think that is what Rashi is saying. Lashminen plukte b'moisa d'loishayech ha-mezoynes.
We're having here a machloikis of Moisa, the loishayach hamezainis, va'aval gav de'eino nizainis, afilo he didn't give her mezainis, he wasn't giving her mezainis, and she had a right to be goive from, she had a right to be goive from the Maisa Yodayim, Ike lamandi oma kodosh la'achamise, it's kodosh la'achamise, kshiroshena uchtelekamon, when he'll yarshena, and later we'll see this svara. Let us see the Gemara further. Upligi de Reish Lakish. Now, Rav Hune had said that an Ishe could say, Eini Nizaynis Ve'eini Eise. Upligi de Reish Lakish. Now, Rav Hune is Chaylik an Reish Lakish. The Oma Reish Lakish. Taime de Rameya. Now Rameya said that the Moisa is Hegdish. And Rashi had said Pshat in the Mishneh, Moisa means that if she had made more than she's Mechuyiv to make, she made, let's say, the weight of six sloyim of Chutei Shesi. So as Rameya said, Hamoisa Rameya Oimer Hegdish. So now Reish Lakish said, so Lechaire, we have to understand Rameya. When he was Magdish, the Moisa, that's the case, that's what Rashi says, no, she was Magdish the Moisa. So Lechaire, the Moisa is Adavar Shaloi Bo La'olam. That means that she didn't make it yet. She didn't make anything. And he was Magdish, the sixth Sela of Chutei Shesi. He's Magdish. Now, Rameya says this sixth Sela is Kodesh. So we have to understand how could he be Magdish, the sixth Sela? It's a Dover Shloi Boloilo. So we would say, Rameya holds out the Magna Dover Shloi Boloilo. That's what we would say. So Reish Lakish said no. The Omer Reish Lakish, loy taima, taima de Rameya, mishum de kosova oda magdish dovo shaloi baloilom. Do not say that the time of Rameya is because Rameya holds oda magdish dovo shaloi baloilom. And that is why the Moisa became Kodesh, even though Bishas, when he was Magdish, it wasn't Ba'ilam, it didn't belong to him. Elo, time de Rameya, Reish Lakish says, the time of Rameya is, mitoich sheyochel lochoifo lemaise yodel. Since he can force her that she should work for him, nase ka'oimar lo yikachu yodayich lo isayim. So he's Magdish. It means as follows. He has a kin, since he's Bekoyach, to force her to work for him. So he has a koyach in her yodayim. He has a bailis in her yodayim. So memele, the bailis, the ownership that he has in her yodayim, because the maisha that belongs to him, so he could, she owes, for five sloim, she owes him. So since he's bekoyach to force her to work, and the maisha that belongs to him, so he is a kinyan in her yodayim. So now, he could be Magdish, that Kinyan that he possesses in Hoyadayim to Hegdish. So Meile, now Hegdish possesses Hoyadayim. That means the schus dekel peiris, the schus that in her yadayim, just like if he's not magdishit, and she's working, so automatically the maisa yadayim belongs to the husband because he has a schus in her yadayim. There's a schus in her yadayim, so memela, what she works automatically belongs to him. So, hu adin, if he's magdishit, it also belongs to hegdish, because the schus that he had in her yadayim, he was magdish, so now the mais yadayim automatically belong to hegdish. Now, but Resh Lakish said a vote, when can we say such a rayon, that the Yadayim belong to him? He said, Alamdis, Mitech Sheyachel Lachayfo Lamais Yadayim, he can force her to work. Now, according to Rav Huna, if she can say, I don't need your tavis, Eini Nezainis, Ve'eini Oise, so really he can force her to work. That means like this, you have to give him a Zainis. I work for you. But Emerson, so according to Rav Huna, he doesn't have a bailus in her yadayim. Because, ain't yochel l'chayfa, he doesn't have a bailus. The whole vote of Resh Lakish is that he had, the whole vote of Resh Lakish that he has a bailus in her yadayim is because yochel l'chayfa. That means he's the bailum. She can't be mafkia his chus, he's the bailum. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's the Bailam. He can't be Magdish or Yodayim. According to Resh Lakish, he's the Bailam. And therefore, he could be Magdish or Yodayim. So, Memele, Resh Lakish said as follows. Resh Lakish was talking about something else, but from what Resh Lakish said, I can see clearly that Resh Lakish is Chaylik and Rav Huna. Resh Lakish says that I'm learning pshat in this Mishnah. Why is it hegdish according to Rav Meir? Why is it hegdish? Not because Rav Meir holds Odom Magdish Dover Shaloi Bolol. No. Now I'm learning pshat in the Mishnah. The reason it's hegdish is because since he can force her to work, So he has a bailus in her yadayim, so he could be magdish, the bailus he has, legavoya. So that is why the maisa yadayim becomes kodesh. So from these words of Resh Lakish, we see he's chaylik and Rav Huna. That is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, "Uplige de Resh Lakish." Rav Huna is chaylik and Resh Lakish. Dama Resh Lakish leitaim etaim et ramei b'shem de kesav od the magdish davar shloi b'loilom elo taim et ramei b'shem shiachal lachayif al ma'ase yodeo is even though he said he's magdish ma'ase yodeish. He didn't say that he's magdish or yodayim. He said he's magdish the maisa yadayim, and really the maisa yadayim is a dover shaloi b'loilom, which could be, according to Rameya, wouldn't be chal. It's nase ka'ima lo yikatshu yadayich leisei, but it's ki'ilu, he said, that I'm magdish yadayich, your hands, the schut that I have in your hands, I'm magdish it leisei to the rabbeinu shaloilom. So that is why the Maisa Yodayim that comes out of these hands are Kodesh. Because Hegdish has a Schus and these Yodayim. But could be Ramei holds another Magdish Dovish Leiboloilo. Frag the Gemore. V'holoi Oma Lohochi. But the Gemore says, Nase ka'oimolo, it's ki'ilu, he said, yikatsho yadayich leisem. No, if he said it, good, I hear, so it was magdish. But he said he's magdish the maise yadayishtoi. So he said Beferish is Magdish the end result. What shall make? That he was Magdish. So that's a double. Shalai Balayla, Balayama Lahachi. So the Gemara says, Resh Lakish Loim Pshat, this Rab Meir on our Mishnah with another Rab Meir. Kivin the Shamina Leila Rab Meir, the Oma in Odom, Maitzi Dvorav Levatolo. When it comes to Hegdish and a person says something, and if we'd look at the words the way they were said, he wouldn't accomplish anything. And we have a klal of a person is Magdish Mustami has an intention to make a correct Hegdish, is Nasa Ka'imola Yikotchi Yadach Leisem. That means he wanted to make a Hegdish. So even though he didn't say the proper words, and he wasn't Magdish in the proper, or even that Hegdish should be Chal, but we know he Zicha wants to be Magdish in the proper Oifen. He wants to make a Hegdish in a proper Oifen. So Mimele, so from what he says, we derive that he wants to be Magdish in the proper Oifen. So it's Ki'ilu Amola Yikatshi Yodayich Leisayich. So that is Pshat. So even though he says, I'm Magdish Maise Yedei Ishti, so he's just telling you the end result, what's going to come about, that the Maisidam is going to become Hegdish. But the Oifen, how will become Hegdish? I'm Magdish Yodayich Leisayich. Let us see the Vayal Rashi. Filulamandi, So, Upligi de Ravune Arab Shimon Ben Lakish. Ravune. That says that she can say Einin is Einis, he's Chaylik HaResh Lakish. Now HaResh Lakish says you should not say that Rameya holds Odom Magdish Dovo Shaloi Bailoilo. Ki Goin Maise Yoder Sheikdishan Ad Shaloi Ososon, he was Magdish Ha Maise Yodayim before she ever made it. So don't say that Rameya holds Odom Magdish Dovo Shaloi Bailoilo. That's ki'ilu oma yikatshe yodayich leisayim. Lemi sheborom. It's like he was magdish the hands to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. V'yodayim isnu bo'ilom. Alma kosova. But now, hanegei alonu, we see that Resh Lakish holds yochel lechaifo. That lemaisa, that was the miter she yochel lechayfa lemaisa, that since he has a bailus to force her to work, ve'eino yechayla loy me'eini nizaynis ve'eini oise. If she could say that eini oise, so he's not the bailam on her yodayim. So we see Resh Lakish hold, she cannot say eini nizaynis ve'eini oise. She's mechuyev to work for him, so he has a bailus on her yodayim. So the Gemara asks, "V'holoi oma yekatsha yodayich, elo maisa yodayich." He did not say yekatsha yodayich. He was only said maisa yodayich. So how can he say ki'ilu oma? So the Gemara answers, "Shamina leila rameya b'meseches elchim." To Omar in Odom Moitzi Dvorov Levatolo. A klal that when it comes to Hegdish, a person is not Moitzi Dvorov Levatolo. This not Hamarich Poches Mi Ben Chodesh. A person said that the Erech of a child less than a month is Magdish to Erech. And this is a Shir of Elchin. The erech of a ben chaydish, and the erech when he gets older, is rameir oimer noisin domov. So he's mechuyev to give the dmei ha-pochas mi ben chaydish to hegdish. He didn't say he's magdish the dmei domov, he said he's magdish elkoy. So the Gemara says, the Odom Yedeya Shein Erech Lepoches Mi Ben Chodesh. A person knows that there's no Din Erchen on Lepoches Ben Chodesh, V'goma V'omar L'Shem Domim. So we say, since we know in other mitzi dvav levatola, so that means, and he really wanted the hegdish to be chal, so we say that what he said, erich, is really, he means dumb up. Dumbim passed by a philopochis ben chaydish. So Memele, so Reish Lakish says, Ochinami Odom Yeideya Shein Odom Magdish Dovo Shaloi Baloilo. A person knows he can't be Magdish Adovo Shaloi Baloilo. The Goma Vaoma Lushem Yadayim Atzma. So we say that what he said, Yikacha Yadayim, that we said, that is Magdish Maisi Yadayishtoi means, Kilo Omar, he wanted to be Hegdish, so we say that his Rotzin is, in order to make it Hegdish, he's Magdish Yodayim, let you say. That's what Reish Lakish said. Nagabuch, we see from Reish Lakish, is Chaylik and Rav Huna. Fregte Gemore, Besover Rameir, in Odom Magdish, Tove Shaloi Bolo Ilom. Rameir holds, a person is not Magdish, Tove Shaloi Bolo Ilom. Basanya we learned abaraisa, ha oimer le isha are at mekodeshes li, la acher she esgaya. So that means he's a goy now, and he's saying that he's mekadesha now, that the kedushin should be chal, he's making the maise kedushin now, that the chalais kedushin should be chal when he becomes a yid. So this is, so she's marrying herself off to a yid who is the vial loy boloilam. So this is called makne lidovo shaloy boloilam, which is not negeya asugi. Oi, now this is your negeya asugi. La acher shatiz gairi. Or he told her that he's giving a goit, he's a yid, and he's telling her, he's giving her money, that she should become a kodeshes tim when she'll become a giyoyre. So memele, so who are we giving money to a goite to marry off a yidine? That means when she'll become a yidine, she should become his wife. So we are now being mekadish a yidine who is basheru sham loy baloylam. Va'afal pikein with this maisa kedushin, you could be mekadish a yidine shaloy baloylam. So we see Rameya holds that Adam makne dovo shaloi baloilo, and she could be mekadish herself to him when she'll become a yidine. That's lacheshet disgairi. Lacheshet tacher means that he's an eviknani, and he says that you should become married to me. This is right to lidovo shaloi baloilo when I'll become a ben chayim. Lacheshet ishtacheri. Or, he said she was a shivche, and when you become a mishucheres, so you should become married to me. Or, she's married now. La'acher sheyomuz baylech. That means now I can't marry you now, you're an eshes ish, but la'acher sheyomuz baylech. Oy she tomes achay sayech. Or, I'm married to your sister, so when your sister will die, you'll be married to me. Or after your Yovam will give Chalitza. Rameya oime mekodeshes. So Rameya says in all these cases, mekodeshes. So Mamela we see that Rameya holds, Oda makne dovish loy beloilom. That means this goite is marrying off a yidine, or lachesh Thomas, this aishas ish is marrying off a pnuye, which is now leibo leilo. So the Gemara answers, meyahi in meyholek elamishmimine. So Reish Lakish just said, if you have a bekiyis, you'll know beraisis, but then you can prove that Rameya holds odamak the dovish lebeloilo. But Reish Lakish saying, from our Mishnah, I'm telling you, you have no proof. Could be he holds ein oda makne. And I still understand Shant, the Mishnah, because it's kilu oma yikatsu yadayich leisei. This is going on the Gemara further. Now let us see the Gemara further. Hamoisa hameya oima hegdish. The Moiser is Hegdish. So the Gemara asks, Eimas Kodesh, when does the Moiser become Kodesh? Rav Ushmur da Omri Tavayu, Moiser la'acha Misa Kodesh. Rav Ushmur says that when she dies, is left over what she made, Maisa Yodel, so now it becomes Kodesh. Rav Ade Barava Omar, Moisa Mechaim Kodesh, that the Moisa is Kodesh Mechaim. That means he was Magdish, it's as soon as it comes Ba'ilam, when she's still alive, it is Kodesh. Now, Habi Bo Rav Pope. So Rav Pope was asking Akashi, he had problems in this machloikis. That Rav Shmuel says the Hegdish is chal when she died. Says that the Hegdish is chal Michayim. So Rav Pope asked Akashi, Bimai, how did they learn Pshat in Rameya? We're talking in Rameh that a Moiser is Kodesh. Ilayme b'malalo mezoynes. He's giving her mezoynes. U'malalo amor kesef litzochel. And he's giving her amor kesef. So, meiker adin, the Moiser yodayim belongs to him. The Moiser belongs to him. Is my time of demand o'malach hamisa Kodesh and mechayim not? Why shouldn't it be Chal Michayim? That means it belongs to him. He's giving her the Morkesev and the Mezoinis. So why doesn't the Mais Yodayim become Kodesh? Why Davka Lachamisa? When the Yashin said, why Michayim isn't it Chal? Well, look, Shein Malolo Mezoinis, Loi Malolo Morkesev. It is speaking about that he's not giving her anything. My time at the Mandoma Michayim. So what is this for Vavada Barabe that says that the Hegdish is Chal Michayim? Why should it be Chal Michayim if he's not giving her Mezoinis? He's not giving her more kesef. Why should it be Chal Michayim? So the Gemara answers, Lo'ilom b'malolom mezoynes. It's speaking about, he's giving her mezoynes. Ve'einoi malolo mokesef. Now, for the mezoynes, also, he's giving her mezoynes, and he's not giving her mokesef litzochel. And here, Rav Shmuel says that the Hegdish is chal after she dies. And we'll see in Rav Huna says that the Hegdish is Chal, and the Rav Ade Barava says that the Hegdish is Chal Mechai. Now, so the Gemara explains as follows. Rav Shmuel Sovri, Rav Shmuel Hold, Tiknu Mezoynes Tachas Maise Yodel. The Womasakin Mizainis is for Maisa Yodel. Umokesev Tachas Moisa. The Womasakin Mokesev Tachas Moisa. Vikivin Deloika Yoiv Lo Mokesev. It's speaking about he gave Mizainis and he didn't give Mokesev. Is Moisa Didohabe. That's the case. It's speaking about that he did not give a more kesef, and Rav Shmuel holds that the Moisa belongs to him if he gives a more kesef. He didn't give a more kesef. So Mamela Bechayeho, the Moisa belonged to her. Now that she died, whatever was left over, he yarshens. So that's why Rav Shmuel, this is the story, the case is speaking about, he did not give her a more kesef. He's yashening the moisa, whatever's left over. And so that's it. Hegdish is only chal, lachamisa. Rav Ade Barabe Sovar, tiknu mezoynes, tachas moisa. He's giving her mezoynes. And the moisa belongs to him because of the mezoynes. Umo kesef tachas maise yodel. Bekimin de koyov lo mizoini, moisel di dey haven. Since he's giving her mizoini, so the moisel is his. So if it's his, he's giving her mizoini. And the mizoini, according to Rabada Barabe, is for the moisel. So that's what Eglish is chal michai. But my komifligi, so we hear for our machloikis, between Rav Shmuel and Rabada Barabe. Rav Shmuel says the mezainis is for Maisi Yodel and the Morkesev is for the Maisa. And Rabada Barabe says the mezainis is for the Maisa and the Morkesev is for the Maisa Yodel. Is Mar Sova, Rav Shmuel hold Midi de Shriach mi Midi de Shriach. That means that when they were masakin one thing for another thing, they said a milsa de shchicha for a milsa de shchicha. So that means maise yodeo is a milsa de shchicha. Mizoine says a milsa de shchicha. So they said mizoines tachas maise yodeo. Moisar is a milsa de loy shchicha, that she should decide to work more than she has to work. That's a milsa de loy shchicha. So the more kesef is, that's an extra, that's called a milsa de loy shchicha, that's for the moisar. Umar sovo, that is what Rav Shmuel holds. Umar sovo, midi de kayetz, mi midi de kayetz. That means Maisa Yodel is a bestimmt amount. She has to spin the weight of 5 sloim of Chutei Shesi. So the Maisa Yodel is not whatever she does. There's a fixed amount she has to do each week. So Memele, so for this fixed amount, they were Mesakin more Kesef Tachas Maisa Yodel. That's a Midi de Kitz for a Midi de Kitz. Maisar is not a midi de kids. Maisar, if she makes more, it's not a midi de kids. There's no definite amount. So they said that mezainis is also, mezainis is for maisar. Maisar, a midi de kayitz, mi midi de kayitz. Now, let us see Rashi. La'acha mise. Shetomos he v'yirshenu. So Rav Shmuel says that what Rav Meir said, that la'acher mise, that what Rav Meir says that the mise is kodesh, la'acher mise, shetomos he v'yirshenu. Rav Ada bar Rava said that the mise is kodesh, michayim shetasenu. Like the Val tonight to skip the next Rashi, it's a shvera Rashi. Let us go further. Mizoinis shchichi, umaisi yodeh shchiach, umaisa loy shchiach. So that is why mizoinis tachas maisi yodeh, and more kesef for the maisa. That is what Rav Shmuel holds, and Rav Ada bar Rava holds more kesef kayitz, that there's a certain amount, umaisa yodeo kaitz, because not my oisa mishkol chamesh loy. So that's the svara of Rav Ada bar Rava. Now, let us start learning Taisvis. My love b'nizoinis. So the Gemara said, the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to Rav Huna. The Mishnah says, Harezu oise v'eicheles. So the Gemara says that he was magdish maisi de ishtoi, and she's permitted, from what she works, she's permitted to eat from it. So the Gemara wanted to say, my love bin the zainis. So Taisa says, loikishuhu zon oise koma. Mizainis does not mean that he's giving her mizainis bepoil. She's taking mizainis. The imkain yekatshu maisi yodel. So why isn't the maisi yodayim kodesh? We just learned the Gemara. Ibe malalo mizaynis. My time at the mandom alach hamisa kodesh peiris gamichayme kodesh. If he's giving her mizaynis and she's taking mizaynis, so automatically the maisi yadayim belongs to him. So why isn't it kodesh? Ela binizaynis klayma shohu chafetz lezayma. He wants to give her mizaynis, but he ain't a reitza. She doesn't want. She doesn't want you. She's saying, "Eini nizaynis veini yaseh." So that's the raya terafunim. That even though he was magdish, but so she said, "I got news for you. I don't want that my maisi yadayim should belong to you. I want my maisi yadayim should belong to myself." And she says, "Eini nizaynis veini yaseh for you." That's what she's saying. So that was the raya terafunim. Now, the Gemara had said, the Rish Lakish had said, that we don't have any raya from Rameya, that Rameya holds Odom Makne Dovo Shaloi Boloilo. It could be, he can never be Makne the Maisa Yodayim, because that's a Dovo Shaloi Boloilo. Ha Maisa Yodayim Bishasi was Magdish, it was not Boilo. But since he can force her, the maise yodeho is memele. Since he can force her, the maise yodeho, so it's kilomi yikatshe yodaych leisayif. Umas nisin. Now, so let's just hold our bearings. Reish Lakish is chaylik on Rav Huna. And that's what he says, because he said you could force her, he can force her to work. According to Rav Huna, you can't force to work. Fakert, she can say, any nizayin is vayni yais. But according to Reish Lakish, how do we learn Pshat the Mishnah? Umas nisen diktoni oise v'yecheles. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? It says oise v'yecheles. If he doesn't hold like Rav Huna, and so fakert, he's a bailim on her maisa yodayim. Not only is he a bailim on her maisa yodayim, he's a bailim on her yodayim. So why is it oise v'yecheles? So Taisve says, Reish Lakish will say Psha and the Mishneh, Muki lo kerab ade bar ave de besamuch. He'll zetzain our Mishneh like rab ade bar ave. That what? Bemale lo mezaynes ve'einoi male lo mo kesek. Now, so let us just explain what Taisve is saying. We learned that it's speaking about rab ade bar ave holds Tiknu mizoynes tachas moiso, and they were misakin the more kesef tachas maisa yodel. So Tosva says that so what is pshat in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is speaking about, according to Reish Lakish, that he gave her mizoynes and did not give her more kesef. The more kesef is for the maisa yodayim, and the mezaynis is for the maisa. So now let's learn the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish. Hamagdish maisa yedei ishtoi, hareizu oise v'yoicheles. Why is it oise v'yoicheles? Because he did not give her a more kesef. So the maisa yodayim, she can eat from the maisa yodayim. It belongs to her. Reizu oise v'yoicheles. Hamoisa, what's with the maisa? He's giving her mezaynis. So the maisa belongs to him. Rameya oima hegdish. Rameya says it is hegdish. Now, we have to understand there's one problem over here, which I'd like to say over how we take care of this problem. So we're speaking about the Moisa, and this is giving him a Zayin, so the Moisa belongs to him. Now, Reish Lakish explained Rameye, since Miteir Sheyocho L'choifo, Nase Koyma Lo Yekatsho Yodayich L'Iseyim. Now, he can't force her to make Moiso. What is, we're talking about the Moiso. He can't, the whole din of Moiso is, she's Mechuyas to make a certain amount of Maisa Yodayim. Five Sloim, Mishkol Chomish Sloim. Moiso is, if she decides to make more, belongs to him. But he can't force her to make more. So the Ritva asks, so what is Pshat over him? The way Taisha says Pshat, that Reish Lakish learning Pshat, according to Rabada Barabe, so what's that Miter Shiyocha L'Choifa? So the Ritva says as follows, that means, L'Choifa means, I can force you to take a more kesef. Let me, if I'm going to give you a more kesef, the Iker is Maise Yodel, the Iker is Moiso. And Fakert, and for that I have to give you a more kesef. So I can force you to take a more kesef. And if you'll take a more kesef, if there will be Moiso, the Moiso belongs to me. So if there will be Moiso, I have a kinyan in your Yodayim, that if there will be Moiso, it will be mine. So I'm not going to show you a dime. If there'll be Moiso, there won't be Moiso, there won't be Moiso. But sin says this, but if there will be Moiso, so I have a schus in you, I can make that it should belong to me, if I give you one more kesef. So it's not only can I make that the Moiso should belong to me, so I have already a kinyan in your Yadayim, to make sure that if there will be Moiso, it belongs to me. Yekatsha Yadayich Loiseyem, Perish Lakodish Bolchu Sha'ason. Avalein leforish lemelachtom din kein av lemeimel limasayim kenemrine besoy per kamadinidot.